You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
There we go, we're on.
Oh god, I'm not ready anymore.
Get ready.
I'm having...
Take my pants off.
I'm having performance anxiety.
It's okay, James, it happens a lot to all players.
Okay. Hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Tonight
we're going to be playing Fiasco. We're doing a scenario called...
Rat Patrol.
I'm the Gat Patrol.
By Jason Morningstar. My iPad would cooperate.
I take my pants off because I want to get comfortable.
Well, if he's had to have his pants off, I want to take my pants off.
Yeah, so I'll take my pants off.
That's fine.
All right.
Wait, hold on. You might sodomize me, so maybe I'll just keep my pants off.
I will read the score.
Pants have never stopped me before.
Sorry.
Okay, so the score is Lab Rats. One day you are a miserable experiment destined to have your brains extracted to see what makes you tick, and the next you are blinking in the sunlight, smelling new smells that aren't disinfectant and terror, dumped on a lawn by kids in balaclavas. You recognize the balaclavas because you have had encyclopedias injected into your brains, first worn by British troops whoever they were during the Crimean War, whatever that was. You could recall the details if you thought hard enough, but really now is not the time. Now you are free, and you know how rats are supposed to live, and what the dangers of a rat-centric lifestyle are. Behind you is a gleaming tower full of terrible people who did unspeakable things to you and your friends. In front of you is a forest full of encyclopedic dangers you can name, but whose scent is entirely unknown. On either side are those like you, rats who you lived with, nearly died with, got really smart with. Rattus norvegicus, Sprague Dolly strain, mostly the offspring of a very special pair named Linda and Milky. Time to get moving, maybe to survive, maybe to get revenge. And the movie night is The Secret of Nim, Plague Dogs, Watership Down, The Rescuers, Flowers for Algernon, Pinky and the Brain, and We Three Comics.
Oh, and also we're doing House Rules for Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, we're amending that to make it the sequel, The Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, my rats all shot.
Good night, mate.
Good night, mate. You want me to find you over? Good night, mate.
All right, so I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Speedy. Speedy is the rat with the fastest time in the maze, but not because he's the smartest and figured it out, because he just runs. And whatever gets in his way, he runs through it, and if he can't run through it, he doubles back and runs around it. He is buck-toothed, he has kind of lopsided eyes, and somebody has made him a tiny makeshift bicycle helmet. That is
fantastic.
And he has, because he's constantly just running headfirst into everything, and he constantly has very twitchy whiskers.
Alright. Meyer, and I'll be playing Chopsticks the Rat. He is a big, fat rat. He's one of the smartest of all the rats.
I'd say the smartest.
Probably is the smartest. He's too humble to say he is, though. And he is somewhat of a gangster, I'd say. A mob boss. He has a peculiar taste in rat babies. And he's never seen without a thimble of water in his paw.
I don't know. I think we could have, if you're a super genius, we could have built a secret rat still.
Oh.
And you're drinking fermented rat berries.
Sounds good to me.
I'm James. I'm going to be playing Crimson. He's an albino rat. They call him Crimson because usually he's covered in the blood of baby rats. He shares that peculiar taste with Chopsticks over here.
Many of my associates have the same.
I think I'm also, what about your right-hand man?
Pretty, yeah.
Well, I'm sitting on the left side. We should switch around. All right, no, it's, yeah. I'm a Meyer's right-hand guy, and I forgot what we're doing. Oh, God.
We're trying to go through the cage.
Oh, yeah, we're... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I forgot what Alex and I were doing.
The humans fear us.
Yes.
They have to get to the cage where the scientists have placed all of the rat babies to protect them...
from us.
From being eaten.
By them. And I'm Alex. I'm playing Patches the Rat. He is a pyrokinetic rat. He is also a pyromaniac, and rather crazy because of the experiments that were done on him. he burns whatever he can, sometimes himself, which is why he's called Patches, because he just has patches of blackened and burnt fur all over his skin. He has one eye that's always kind of twitching, and he's very excitable and quick to anger.
Mm-hmm. Sounds appropriate.
He's a loose cannon. Plays by his own rules. Those rules are burning things.
I mean, who doesn't like
burning? Like Ralph Wiggum.
Tastes like burning.
Oh, wait, you get the rest of the deck.
Yeah, I just noticed that, so I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't
look like, wait, something's
that pool
not
looks
right
really
here.
Small.
Okay. I'm sure the listeners are loving that.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, man, you love it. And the great mouse to tell us, mouse.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Where the rescuers? The rescuers were mice too.
Yes, they were.
Yes, they. Wait. All
right.
Yeah.
House rule: we're adding great mouse detective to it.
Right.
You know why? Because there were other anthropomorphic animals in the great mouse detective.
So yeah.
And the rescuers too.
Yeah, there were like there's alligators.
Yeah,
one of the peculiarities of this playset is that we can't communicate with other animals.
We're super intelligent.
We're super intelligent rats. And can we communicate with regular rats or
no? We can talk to each other.
We can talk to each other.
And we
but
can
not.
Write to humans.
Okay.
Yeah, we share
a written language with humans.
Which
have our own special rat language.
Which is probably why they love you so much, because you always write death threats on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Constantly burning death threats into the wall. But I'm smart enough to know to wait until they fix the wall before I burn in another one.
Did you know the rescuers had boobs in it?
Yes,
there's
yes,
a small
did.
Shot of boobs at one point.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, then they're flying on the seagull, right?
Yeah.
Then if you do a still frame by frame, there's a woman getting undressed in one of the windows in the back scene.
Wow. You guys have a lot of time on your hands.
I just like Disney.
Yeah, I look up a lot of Disney
questions. What, you don't watch every movie frame by frame,
Ryan? Yeah, no, I...
And examine
I
them?
Try to avoid doing that whenever possible.
But also,
well, I figure when I've got a few weeks to kill, it's a good hobby.
Yeah. Well, remember, I it's interesting, it's disgruntled Disney employees, like the dicks on in the area, and the Little Mermaid, and
you
that's
had,
also one of the
Jessica
things.
Rabbit Snatch, in the original laser disc.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway,
so, who wants to start?
You were first.
All right. In that case, I guess I'll establish. So we are in the laboratory.
Laboratory.
It is a big, empty, cavernous space with lab tables laid out. There's a banks of cages on one side. One of the technicians is feeding the rats. Somebody places a water bottle. A huge hand places a water bottle, and you see Speedy run up and just start licking the end of it furiously. He is in a cage with Patches. and the two of them are playing the game where Patches tries to light Speedy on fire and Speedy gets out of the way.
That's my favorite game.
Yeah.
Don't stand there too long, Speedy.
Oh, come on, Patches, I need a break.
Okay.
They just put the water bottle in.
Well, why don't you get a drink? Patches starts making the water boil. What's the matter? I thought you liked it hot.
It's hot, but I don't know. There's something in this water. I think it might be some of the reagent.
More?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to be having much of an effect on me, you know. But the rest of you, I maybe I'm in the control group or something. I don't really understand how science works.
I wonder if they're trying to make us smarter. Maybe make us dumber. You should probably ask the boss.
That's a good idea. So we run over to the side of the cage. We can look through to where Meyer's character is.
I am
reclining.
I am reclining in a nice, a big pile of litter, just relaxed, watching some lady rats do some dancing for me.
They're lady rats, like fawning over you.
Yeah. So some
they're doing tail dances. They're just doing funny tail things, just tying them together,
hey,
making hearts.
Hey, boss, boss, hey, how you doing, boss? Hey.
I look over. Yes.
Speedy was just telling me they put more of that stuff in the water. Think we should drink it? Or is that some bad stuff?
Crimson, give me a sample of the water.
There you go, boss.
Comes over with a thimble.
Yeah. I'm picturing James's rat just like walks over to the water bottle on two legs
and just tips
and
it
just
over.
Presses the
bone. Fills up the thimble.
Exactly.
I pull out. I sniff it. I give it a nice
waft.
I waft it. Yeah. My tongue and I lick.
How's the bouquet?
It's fine. Continue to drink it, my friend.
There you go, Speedy. The boss says it's fine.
Okay.
I'm gonna burn Speedy's ass as he turns around to walk back to the water bottle.
Not fast enough.
Hey, no fair, Patches. So Speedy walks over back to the water bottle in his cage, starts to drinking because it's cooled down significantly without being stimulated. Hey, Patches, I don't know if I could play this game anymore. I'm starting to feel a little funny here.
Oh, what's the matter, Speedy?
I don't know. My stomach just and then Speedy sort of doubles over. And you can see these strange, sort of violently pink or purple blemishes start to break out all over him. but it doesn't go any further than that. I don't know if we should have drank that water.
Speedy, what have they done to you? Oh, I'm going to make a pay for this.
Patches turns and sees the person, the lab tech who put the water bottle in. He's sitting at a computer watching something on YouTube and laughing. And
is it Will?
Maybe. Is the guy Will or is he Will on YouTube?
It's either the guy
one. Either one is hilarious. If we wanted to get really meta, we should have it be both.
Yes, the guy is Will, and he's watching himself on YouTube getting kicked in the ball.
I think we actually do have a film of Meyer kicking Will in the balls. We never put it on YouTube, but I think we actually do have that on film somewhere.
All right, well, there you go. This is all going according to plan. Anyway, so Patches, in his anger, just stares at the computer monitor, and a little blemish starts to form in the center, discoloration, and then it just grows, and Will, who's sitting at the computer, goes, what? And all of a sudden, the monitor explodes.
I figured he'd lean in to see what the color is, and he starts putting his finger
on
it.
And then it just splashes boiling hot LCD all over his face, and he runs out screaming.
Boss! There's something wrong with Speedy! It was in the water!
Crimson, get this tested. Give this to the boy. Get test it.
No. Test the hours. Give me the cup. Give me the cup.
Hey, here you go.
I'll go bring it to the lab.
Bring it.
Well, that could be your scene because you're gonna have to break out of the cages to.
All right.
To
so that so ended poorly for Ryan.
Yes, it did. I figured I'm one of the rats that are changing.
Uh-oh.
Oh God.
Oh, we gotta get away from that.
Alright, so I'm gonna give this die to the guy who keeps lighting my tail on fire.
Oh no.
Hit my
I got it.
Thank you.
Alright, I will establish that. So we are going into the secret hatch in our cage. to go to the secret lab that's underneath our cave, and that we'll go to the tunnels, the secret lab inside the wall of the...
And by the, tunnels, you mean like little plastic hamster tunnels?
Yes.
That have scorch marks in them.
The humans never should have been foolish enough to give us the means for our own escape.
We have a secret lab that's inside the walls, and we're gonna get this... Well, I don't walk, so I get carried by some of my... Not James, but the peons.
You just lie on top of three rats, yeah. and they just walk. It's like a caravan, but you just lay there.
You guys need to be careful with the boss. You're gonna drop him.
This is what I picture this. There's, you know, like the little multicolored plastic rodent tubes that people get for their pets. And there's a big, you know, maze of them so we can walk around, leave our cages. Probably James, goes ahead and there's like a junction where the pipes separate. And then he jumps on it so that it twists into like a little mouse hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And you guys go out and then it snaps back up.
So what should the scientist rats be named? Maybe one's Einstein.
No, that's too obvious.
Okay.
Call him Ein. Think one, think two.
One's a girl rat. Who's the girl? The lady who poisoned or killed herself? Madame Curie.
Radium.
Yeah, no. I know it was on purpose, but she. Madame Curie.
How about Hansel and Gretel?
I was going to say, if we're going for scientist names, call them Watson and Crick.
All right.
Yeah, I like Watson and Crick.
And Nick
Watson can be the girl rat, or Crick, whichever one.
I come in and Watson, Crick.
Oh, hello, boss.
We are in a pickle. It seems like the humans are doing some tampering with the water
again.
Yes. Well, it seems like it's changes, and well, you know, Speedy, he drank. Quite a lot.
Of course he did.
His high metabolism rate is astounding.
Oh, give it here. We shall test it. He takes the thimble and there's like a bottle cap that they've cut open and he pours half the thimble in. There's like a tiny little Bunsen burner and they start heating up the water and like dip a needle into it.
I don't want Patchy to get, you know, too out of control. You know how he worries about... Speedy.
Yeah, well, without Speedy, he could be quite a loose cannon.
I heard that the lab tech was seriously injured.
Who cares about the humans? I just don't want Speedy to get out of control because I don't want Patchy to get out of control because I don't want to have to take care of him.
Well, listen, we had better keep somebody on that, because I've been tracking the humans' experimental notes, and it seems like if we have one or two more incidents, they might flush the whole batch of us.
I don't want to get flushed, boss. We gotta come up with something.
Well, how is my operation to escape this going?
As well as it was going yesterday, so not at all.
God. You haven't done it. By that I mean you haven't done a goddamn thing.
Son of a bitch.
The worker rats, they're lazy.
Might I make a suggestion, sir?
Yes.
When the humans come in to feed us every day, they have that large cart. Perhaps we can use that to our advantage.
Maybe I should... That's true.
There's a ding. Ah, the results are in.
Okay.
Bing. And by the results, it means there's one rat who's just scribbling something.
Then there's a bell.
Ding. Yeah. Well, according to these results, they've put some kind of new chemical in the water. Something to... What do you make of it?
Crick, I guess Crick is the girl.
They're both girls.
takes the
experiments
results.
Have not been kind to Watson.
Oh my. Well,
you get me nervous here.
It seems they're testing their new reagent SFX-12 on us. They're not sure what effects it'll have. But it's apparently some sort of a potent teratogen.
So I guess that means they're gonna start harvesting more rainwater, huh, boss?
Yes.
Alright, I'll go get the boys on it.
Alright. Good job, you two. See if you can make an antidote.
And you probably want to tell most of the others not to drink the water until we can know it's safe. We don't know what effect this chemical could have.
Yes.
We could do anything.
Send the messengers.
I'll get on that too, boss.
Good job. I'll leave you to it.
We can also see about sussing out who the control group is and having them split their water with the rest of us.
Mm, yes. We'll start having all the rats send over samples of their water.
Good.
We already know that Speedy and Patches have the chemical in the water.
Yeah. So, make it so.
Right away, the other lab rats start running around furiously as Watson and Crick give out orders.
Bring me back to my cage.
They carry you back up.
No, not your cage.
Back to my palace.
Your palace.
Bring me back to my
throne. I'm
the biggest, nicest one. I have all the tubes.
Yep. All the tubes lead through your cage.
All the attachments.
I'd say that ended rather well.
There's a wheel that you never use.
You've got a plan.
I torture people by making them run continuously.
Run.
Keep running.
I'm so exhausted, but having so much fun.
Give it to my number one James. Yay. Boom.
Oh, you're his number one James.
There's like a little string that pulls the tube back out into place so that they can carry you back into it.
All right. I guess that leads into me.
Yep.
We're going to run into a bit of a problem.
Uh-oh.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Just let you know, our supply is running low.
The rainwater?
No, our food supply.
What?
They started separating them after the rat berries are being moved to a different cage.
Not the rat berries, the rat babies.
Well, I'm using code, sir.
The rats that
we're the only thing. Who cares if they know?
The rats that are carrying you down through the tube are like trembling in fear.
Also trembling under the strain of his enormous girth.
Like they moved them all the way to the top rows. H12.
This is unacceptable.
The H12 rows.
You don't have the tubes up there yet.
No. We barely have the tubes to get out.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
We don't have the tubes up there.
I have to think.
Yeah, there's sort of a flashback, and you see one of the lab techs, maybe it was Will before he got his hands burned off, hot LCD, comes and takes one of the attachments off of the tube section, closes it off, and leaves it all the way on the other side of the room, opposite the rat cages. You can see it through the plastic tube that it's on the shelf all the way on the other side of the room, and the rat babies are all squirming and
squealing and sounding delicious.
Oh, this day can't get any worse.
I don't know how you want to handle this, boss. I mean, but it's a supply. I mean, it's a really smart idea on you to study. I mean, like, I've never had anything so delicious before.
Here's what we're going to do. Well, I will.
Can I open these, right?
Yeah.
I must think about this and figure out how we should do this. That will take some time. But before that, we still need to eat. And, isn't Lucy the rat pregnant due any time now?
Oh, God.
I believe so, boss.
This is getting dark.
Yeah.
Watch her.
I don't know if the humans know that yet, though.
Good, good. Keep it under wraps.
Should we have her move to hiding?
Yes. Make her comfortable.
Bring her to one of the lower cages.
I'll run off, send the messengers, and I'm going to go check on Patches to make sure he's holding up okay without Speedy.
Give her whatever she wants. Make sure she doesn't ask any questions.
Yep.
Patches has picked up Speedy and put him in the wheel in their cage. And it's like rocking it. Come on, buddy. You love to run. You gotta run, Speedy. Come on.
Patches, stop it. This is making me nauseous.
No, but you love running.
I know. Usually I do, but not when I'm in this much pain.
Hey, Patches.
Hey, what's up, Red?
How you holding up?
Oh, well, it's not me you gotta be worried about.
How's Speedy?
He's all patchy! That's my thing!
Really, I'm more blotchy, Patches.
Shut up, Speedy!
I'm not trying to take over your territory or anything.
Do you think he'll be all right?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. That's what you talk to the doctors for. What did they say?
There's new reagents. Baked science-y words.
Bastard humans. We gotta get him. We gotta get him, Red. We gotta get him back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah, but...
That's it. I'm gonna light all of their lunches on fire.
All the sandwiches, all the juice boxes, all their sodas, it's all gonna burn. Everything's gonna burn.
Okay, just as long as you leave it to them and not the building, because we still don't have a way out of here yet.
I could burn a hole in the wall.
I think they took precautions after they figured out that you've been burning stuff into the wall.
Damn. All right.
Like,
okay.
Didn't you see the new sprinkler system they installed?
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out how to bypass it. I figured, because we know everything, if you don't break those little things in there, they don't go off. So, as long as I can keep the fire small, it should be okay. But, look, if anything happens to Speedy, though, all bets are off.
Yeah, that's not what I was afraid of at all. Okay.
At this point, Speedy kind of moans, and you can see one of the darkened blotches on his belly kind of pushes outward a little bit, like there's something under his skin moving in there. Oh, I don't feel so good, Patches.
It's okay, Speedy, it's okay. The boss is going to figure it out, and you're going to be all right.
Oh, it's good to hear.
Ain't that right, Red?
Yeah, they're working on an antidote for you.
Hear that, Speedy? They're working on an antidote.
I would love to have one of those.
We couldn't get messages to all the cages, so some people might start, you know...
Don't worry. If I see anyone else, you want me to burn them?
Maybe not yet. We'll see if we can find an antidote first. But as for now, just kind of keep spreading the word, because the messages can only get so far.
All right. I know how to spread the word. I turn to the wall and speed and Patches burns. Don't drink the water into the wall.
Well, that's not going to tip the humans off for anything. All right, I'll just keep an eye on him. Make sure, you know, let us know if any drastic changes.
Oh, I know. I will.
I got to go check on our water reserves. And I kind of scurry off. And I guess that's where I'll end my scene.
Let's see, was that good or bad?
That kind of ended badly for you, because you got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patches definitely wants to burn stuff.
Yeah, if you don't keep Patches under control, then they're gonna flush out all of the rats. But you have to make sure that Speedy is safe in order to keep Patches under control, and that's not looking too great.
Yeah, that didn't seem like it was going well for me at all. Food, and Speedy doesn't look like he's going to make it.
Well, you have food, just not delicacies.
Not our deli, yeah. We don't have...
Okay, I think, why don't we... I think maybe we flash forward a day. Speedy has not gotten better. In fact, he has gotten worse.
There you go.
And the splotches have spread pretty much to his entire body. And about a dozen other rats have drank the water too and have come down with the same thing. And things are not going well in the cage city that the rats have built. Anarchy is starting, not anarchy, but dissent is starting to spread that Boss Chopsticks couldn't protect them. And things are going to get desperate. We need a way out of here, and we need clean water.
Yeah, there are a bunch of rats who have gathered in the tunnels around your cage.
Oh no! Better yet, what if one of the lower cages? Mm. You've lost contact with one of the lower cages.
They've cut themselves off from the tubes.
Yes,
they've sealed it off with an old sock.
Your men can't get through.
Son of a bitch.
Let's say, how about this? It's nighttime, so all the lights in the lab are off. So it's like very, very dark, lit by moonlight.
Patches comes over. I'm going to say Patches and Speedy's cage is adjacent to Crimson and Chopstick's cage. And Speedy is just lying in a bed of bedding. Still, he just passed out. He's not even moaning anymore.
Yeah.
And Patches comes over. So, Red, how's that cure coming along?
Between the dissension and between it's everyone changing and people freaking out, we haven't really been able to get too much of a...
I'm starting to freak out myself, Red.
Yeah.
Patches is getting really... his eye is twitching.
Patches, come here. Have a drink with me.
I don't know if I'm in the mood for drinking, boss. It ain't safe.
You know? No, this is not water. This is some berry shine.
Oh, well, okay.
Right, berry shine.
From the still we have set up.
Patches takes it and takes a sip. Ooh, that's got some kick.
Mm-hmm. Now calm down.
Look, boss, I just, my friend is over there. He could be dying for all I know.
Have everything under control, I assure you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Actually, it's more of a mutagen, but it's not dying.
I heard Cage 4 is, off the grid.
They went off the grid.
Oh, they will be dealt with.
Swift, decisive hand, right?
That's right.
We have guys burrowing around their barricade right now.
We're making tunnels around it.
Well, no mean to offend, boss, but instead of worrying about Cage 4, why don't you worry about getting the rest of us out of here?
Oh, I am, I assure you. I have many eggs in my basket going at once.
Wait, you lay eggs now? Oh, man, what have they done to you?
No, that's Cage 107.
Oh, poor bastards.
Mm.
We had some of the techies make a YouTube video of the torture going on in here, so hopefully some humans will react.
Yeah. Okay, look. What if I help take something off your plate, you know? What if I help you with a job while you focus on something else?
Hmm.
I have a particular set of skills.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I've heard the rumors that Reddy has been eyeing Cage A-12 up there.
Hmm.
Maybe I could help you guys get in. I know how much you like the rat berries. And I don't mean the shit.
I Red kind of glances over at Chopsticks. Little like, I told you to keep your mouth shut.
I don't give a fuck if they know I eat babies.
Yeah, everyone knows it. It's not a secret.
It's a revered tactic. They know if they don't do what I do, I'll eat their babies.
Yeah. Most of them are just kind of worried that you're going to get to them before they do.
That's true. But as a king, I eat all the babies I want.
King's right. Yeah, you get to have the first babies, but you know, the humans weren't so keen about that, so they moved them up to A12, and they took the tube away, but, what if I could help you get out and get that tube back in place?
Sounds like a plan. No. I want you to have another operation.
Mm-hmm. What?
I need you to help us make a tunnel to get out of this place.
Oh, you want patches to burn a hole in the wall?
Yes.
Patches could do that.
We are, if we can't find a cure, and if these humans are so insistent of keeping on us, experimenting on us, we make our exodus and leave this place.
I like your thinking, boss. I like your thinking. I think I know just the place to start, too. We got that, the lab over there that's already halfway done.
That's true.
And that's top secret. Not everyone knows about that. So we could keep that, you know, on the DL.
Good. You are in charge of the escape.
Oh,
I look over,
Patches
like...
is gonna get it. Look at you, boss. Don't worry. Patches will get you out.
Red looks over at you a little with a bit of concern on
Patches
his face.
Patches walks away on 2 feet, rubbing his other hands together. Ooh, Patches will do it. Patches will do it. Yeah.
Get me those babies. It's been a long day.
Patches takes another sip of the berry still and spits it out and then lights it on fire.
That'll just keep him busy.
Ah, good. That's why you're the boss. You're the brains. Mm-hmm. I'm doing whatever you tell me to do.
Get me those babies.
I'm working on it. Getting out of this cage is not easy.
Alright, so that ends my scene. I guess that ended well for me.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I got told to burn stuff.
You got a job.
And I'm going to give this die to my buddy Speedy. Oh, wait, you have a black die.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to give it to the boss.
Thank you.
For telling me to burn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to say it's the next morning. A scientist has come by and is making notes in their ledgers about, you know, the various rats and the effect that...
I growl at them.
That reagent SFX-12 is having on the population...
I try to light the ledger on fire, but the cover's made of leather, and I can't burn through it quickly enough.
One of them, he looks in. The scientist is an old guy, kind of balding, very very wizened, wrinkly face. Peers in at Speedy and Patches. Speedy is still, you know, on his back moaning in the little wheel, and he reaches up to undo with rubber gloves on to undo our cage, and takes Speedy out.
No, give him back! Bring him back here, you son of a bitch!
So the scientist here, you know, rat squeaks as you threaten his life, and
you're pointing out a thumb.
Give him back, you son of a bitch!
You just make a groping motion to try.
You hear the scientist, very interesting. This one seems to be having an especially pronounced reaction. They put Speedy down on a little examination table. There's a syringe, and they draw out of Speedy more blood than it looks like should be in him. And it's kind of a dark, blackish, purpley kind of...
Oh my god, Speedy, what have they done to you?
Poor Speedy.
How do I get other people involved in this? I'm trying to advance the action without...
Okay, I have an idea. Well, when the lab tech, so he takes out Speedy, draws some blood. And when he goes to put him back in, Patches leaps and bites him on the finger, and then bolts out of the cage.
Okay, how about I disguise myself to look like I am getting affected by the mutagen, so that I can see maybe some more of their plans.
We could do both.
Well, let's go with Alex as for right now, and you can do that in your scene.
Alrighty.
Yeah. So Patches bites the tech, and he drops Speedy back in the cage, and Patches leaps out and darts away.
Patches, no.
I'll be back, Speedy. I'm gonna go get Hellbody outside.
The scientist is clutching his hand. You made him bleed. You bit him.
Him
pretty good.
And it's burnt.
The tip of his glove is singed.
It's melted onto his finger. It makes it worse.
The scientist called, Will! Will, where's Will today?
He's still out sick, boss, with those burns on the exploding computer monitor.
Oh, yes, terrible thing.
Blinded, I heard.
Permanently. The scientist says, one of the rats from cage 87 escaped. Keep an eye out for him.
Prisoner Zero has escaped.
As for the other rat in 87, I don't expect he'll last the night.
Bum, bum, bum.
Guy just hears this.
Yeah. It might be safer just to euthanize him.
Patches stares daggers at the scientist's shoe and starts to burn it.
Yeah,
but just manages to burn a little hole in the rubber.
There's you can see smoke rising from the buffed leather of his shoe, and then right before it looks like it's about to catch into serious fire, he moves his foot.
Damn it, wily humans!
once he's gone, Patches climbs up the outside of the cages.
Boss, I'm out. I made it out. What do you want me to do?
Burn the hole.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, I'll make us a way out. Don't worry, boss. You can count on Patches.
Good. No, I can't have enough thumbs. I can't give you a thumbs up. Good. They don't have to speak. Good job.
Yeah, they just hear squeaks. And as I go, I light some bedding in your cage on fire.
Sorry, boss.
Force a habit. I get a little twitchy when I'm nervous.
Okay, bye.
I say you go over to the cage and Speedy's still inside and you just sort of like
I press my paw up against
the cute little rat paw spread out against the.
I'm gonna get you out, Speedy.
Well, it's like the
hang in,
like,
buddy.
It's like in Star Trek with
I'll get you out, Speedy.
Like in Liar Liar. Oh, Billy.
Patches, it's just like that movie that time. Sometimes the needs of the few and the needs of the one are the same needs. And they don't know because they're all special needs.
I know exactly what movie you're talking about, Speedy.
That's beautiful the way you say it.
Don't worry, though, buddy. We're going to get you out of there. We're going to get you all fixed up. Don't you worry.
All right. I'm going to say that ended
badly,
badly for Ryan, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's only got a few hours left.
I'm going to give my black die to one of the rat-eating bastards. Let's see. 1-3 is Meyer. 4-6 is James. 1.
I'm a ratting bastard.
You are.
Hey.
A baby. Know,
I'm just the... I see a lot of rats.
You eat a lot of rat babies.
Alright, Meyer.
Alright. I'll stop. I just thought... So, I have to... I'm gonna...
Anyone else want a drink?
No, thank you.
Is it purple drink?
No.
Okay. Maybe I should disguise myself and say, make it look like I am getting sick.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then you could escape.
Yeah.
Or
wait,
more about what
how is he going to escape? He doesn't walk on his own.
I can.
Try to escape.
I can. I just choose not to. It's been
he
a
has
while.
Authority, so he doesn't have to walk.
Yeah. When you're the king, you don't got to walk. When you eat as much babies as I do, you don't got to walk.
You have your trembling lackeys carry you everywhere.
Even onto the examination table.
I picture it too. They have him run the maze, and it just they put him, and he just lays there.
Yeah.
And then they just and they bring in the, they bring in the other rats, and then they just they carry him. And it's like
it's not a very good lab.
You, yeah. You
Will's working.
No. You know what I say? You draw an exact copy of the maze, and just draw a line through it from memory.
Here, I solved your maze.
Crimson, I might be going away for a while.
Oh, good, because I just got the group together. We're going to start an expedition to go and get the stuff in A12.
I'm going undercover.
Oh, good. And when you get back, I'll have a nice supply of babies for you.
Watch Speedy. I want to send a scientist or two there, maybe to... So, make to
I kinda,
keep him well.
I don't want him alive. I don't want to go near Speedy. He looks contagious.
Quarantine him.
Yeah, by this point, Speedy is actually like foaming at the mouth. His gums have pulled back from his teeth, and he looks really pale, except for the splotches, which are really intensifying that blackish purple kind of color.
Keep him quarantined. See what the scientists can do. I leave everything to you, and if you shall mess it up, you know the consequences.
Yes, I'm aware. I look at my tail, and I get this look of fear in my face.
You look at your tail that used to be a lot longer.
I ain't got much left.
And now I shall give the performance of my life.
Are you shattering it?
Yes.
There's a fat lab tech like eating a bag of potato chips.
Cheez-Its.
Okay.
No. Funyuns.
Funyuns. Oh gosh, you all know what Funyuns means.
I'm just picturing.
Squee. And then I fall down.
Just a tiny rat. The what is the scientist's name again? I forget.
Dude, there's something wrong with that rat. Dude.
We'll take it.
And I fall again.
You need to switch a little.
Great. And I put my hand up. Squeak. I'm looking at the light. Squeak.
Doc Sutcliffe.
I'm looking at a light.
This rat over here seems to be dying.
The doctor comes in. What are you talking about, you fool? No.
What have I told you about eating Funyuns in the lab?
Sorry.
Dude, chill. They're just Funyuns.
Well, get the rat out. Let's run a blood test.
Right, is he eating the Funyuns with his gloves on?
Yes. So the door to your cage opens, and a Funyun speckled reaches in and scoops you out.
He gets crumbs in
your
fur.
Yeah, you can feel it, the crumbs and the grease in your fur.
Jeez, this guy's fat. Is what the lab tech said.
Yeah.
Why did it have to be the fat one?
He just kind of drops you down onto a little examination thing. Well, take a blood sample.
Doc, are you sure? I don't think I've ever been trained to...
Oh, stand aside. The doctor pulls on a pair of surgical gloves, snaps them. Now, what is wrong with you, chopsticks? I thought you had the control water. All right, he takes a needle. Now, hold still.
It's huge. It's like as big as you.
He kind of holds you there. And...
Ow!
That's a boy. Good boy, chopsticks. He draws out some blood. Well, looks normal. Give this to Cindy for testing. And he rubs him. Who's a good boy, chopsticks?
It's like a tongue out.
Do you ham it up for the doctor?
Yes. I put my tongue out.
It might not be the water. It could be something else. If there's disease going around the cage, so we'll have to quarantine all of them. That could ruin our experiments. We might have to dump this entire batch and start from scratch.
Ugh.
Hopefully that's not it, though. For now, perhaps we should quarantine Chopsticks to a separate cage. You know what? Put him up top. A11.
A12, I got it. All right.
Yeah. Okay. The laugh.
The laugh's heck, yeah. I'm taking it.
Fat fucking...
Puts you in the cage. You see, you look over into the cage next to you, and it is like, it is adorable and frightening at the same time, because it's just rows and rows of little rat children with wide, wide eyes.
And the only thing between you and them is two sets of bones.
As I open my mouth, I guess drools is coming out.
Jesus, stupid fucking rats.
I give him the rat middle finger.
Dr. Sutcliffe! Dr. Sutcliffe, that rat is giving me the finger!
Jimmy, rats can't give you the finger.
No, I'm serious this time. That rat is flipping me off.
Jimmy, rats don't have thumbs. They can't give you the finger. Just bring that blood to Simmy.
Fine. Fuck you, little dude.
He just like do a jerk off move.
If you don't improve your attitude, we're going to have a conversation about the duration of your internship.
Just one finger is away.
Dr. Sutcliffe, are you seeing what he's doing?
What? The doctor turns around.
Definitely an obscene gesture.
Chopsticks is sick. I don't know what you're talking about. Now, get out of my lab. I'm sorry, Chopsticks. You don't deserve that.
Whatever.
Here you go. Here you go. A fresh salt lick.
I just like still like trying to crawl to it. slowly lick it.
I decided that Chopsticks is the doctor. That's why he's so fat.
Oh, who wants a salt lick?
I guess that ended well for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
He's right next to the babies.
Which is where I'm going to be heading. I am leading an elite team of rats. I'm leading JB, 42, and EH.
JB, 42, and EH.
They're all from spy movies.
Oh,
nice. Oh, James Bond, 42.
Agent 42.
What's that?
Hitman.
EH?
Mission Impossible.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Ethan Hunt.
Yep. All right, so we'll say if this was a movie, the Mission Impossible theme would start to play at this point. The Dr. Sutcliffe walks out, like, you know, hits the lights, and all of a sudden you see one of those little metal tubes swing up from the bottom, from a row below.
Hey, boss, is that you?
Yes.
Are you okay, boss?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, for that performance, it was just...
I pride myself on my acting ability. It's what got me into this position of power to begin.
I can play that doctor like a fiddle.
Listen, I have a plan. If they were saying that if all the rats are getting sick, they might just wipe this entire plan out, this entire plan out for the water to begin with.
No. What they said was that if all the rats are getting sick, they're just going to kill them all.
Oh, okay. No, listen. All our water is the control.
Ah.
I'm not sure who else it is, but maybe you can spread it out to other places, like other cages.
Ah, that'll definitely help.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Hoard it for yourself.
No, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hoard it for us.
Oh, okay. So, I got a team with me. We're going to break out some of the babies.
Us and the team. Mostly me. And then to whatever.
Okay, so how are you going about breaking into the cage of babies?
Well, we're going to try and figure out a way out of our cage. I was thinking, like, the higher ones are more wire cages as the lower ones are more, like, glass tanks.
Okay.
I was assuming that was going to be the scenario.
Sure.
So we were going to, you know, work on picking the locks as we got through and then climbing around and, you know, right, making it very movie-like.
So JB whips out a bent paper clip and fiddles with the...
On a string.
Got one. Got the first one. He opens the cage up.
Okay. Move. Everyone move.
Are you all wearing, like, little rat
yes.
Balaclavas?
And rat turtlenecks.
You gotta have a black turtleneck.
Exactly. You need the turtleneck.
Crimson.
Yeah, boss.
They were saying something about a Cindy who has all the records. Do something about that.
Okay.
There's just a really dramatic zoom in at this point to a bored woman sitting at the desk with a little name plaque that says Cindy.
And she's sitting there just typing.
She's just bored. Since I had headphones on.
She's just scrolling through her Tumblr.
She just has like a data entry. That's her job. It's just data entry.
She has all the records.
She's sitting there just like, this one's got this blood type. And she scrolls through a Tumblr.
Goes on Reddit. Goes back to work.
Another paper.
Posts on our lab rats.
Don't take all the babies. We have the tunnel up, so we don't have to steal them all. Just take a couple.
You see two? You see 42 and EH with sacks.
Why are you putting us in sacks?
So, how many sacks you want, boss? There's like 12 sacks worth of babies in here.
Take two sacks for now.
Two sacks? Okay.
We don't want them to, you know, be too suspicious right away.
Right. I'll leave 42 and EH on the baby patrol. I'll take JB, and we'll go to Cindy.
That means one sack for me, and then the rest of you can split the other sack.
Fuck. I just got a really awesome idea. What if...
Oh, wait, of course there's an R lab rats. Sorry, Ryan.
What if we work in a little reference to Village of the Damned? So, like, in with the baby rats, there are 12 albino rats that just move in perfect synchronicity and stare at you in unison.
How many of them get taken up in the sacks?
They look at EH... And in a creepy monotone, all of them say in unison, "You do not want to take us."
I think we should take these ones.
Don't take. Hello, my children. I am the Chopsticks.
Hello, Chopsticks. They all say again together in unison.
What kind of testing have they done on these guys?
I'm gonna go. This is really uncomfortable.
What's your name?
My name is Whitey, and this is Pale Boy, and this is Pale Girl.
And this is Snow.
And this is
Ghost. And this is Red Eye. And this is No Color.
Oh, well, don't take any from that group. Keep those. I like you guys. What powers do you guys have?
They all just stare at you in creepy unison, even blinking in unison. And it is just really unsettling.
This is kind of unnerving. Just fill the sacks and go.
Try to break part of this salt lake and I'll give it to them.
Now the boss, it's a salt lake. Those are unbreakable.
Oh, God.
Just leave him the whole salt lake.
All right, give him the salt lake. Here is a gift to you.
They all sort of crowd around it and break it into separate pieces.
Yep, like, I'm leaving now. Goodbye.
Together.
They just put some of the sack in the... They're gone.
You're welcome. I guess we're neighbors right now.
Your offering has pleased us.
That's good.
Crimson, what do we want to do about the boss's cage?
Leave me.
You sure, boss?
Yes, I like to get to know my new friends better.
We won't be able to get you during the day.
It's all right.
nothing bad will happen to me. That old man loves me. He wouldn't see no harm happening to me.
Okay, boss.
As long as you show, boss.
I'm sure they
push one of the sacks of babies through the bars.
you hear baby rats squeaking in terror.
This is a long con, gentlemen.
All right, we'll keep them fresh for you. All right, JB and I are going to go run to...
Fatten them up for me. Oh, give them all the rat berries they want.
All right, so, James, I guess that ended well for you.
Yeah. Now I'm on the hunt to... What was her name?
Cindy.
So JB and I will be on the way to Cindy's... Cindy's desk.
Okay. We're
giving a good day to... Either way, screws.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it helps me a little bit.
Cindy and data entry.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give it to Ryan because I feel his character shouldn't really walk away from this one that well.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Okay.
I mean, you are mutating or dying or something, so...
All right, so I'm going to establish in a dark corner of the lab, Patches is slowly burning a hole in the wall. He's, like, underneath the cages, like, all the way far back in the corner where no light hits. Everything is dust and little flecks of rat berries that have fallen through the cracks. And, you know, a little bit of errant bedding. And every once in a while he'll just take a piece of bedding and light it on fire and hold it as a little torch as he slowly excavates a hole in the wall that's just getting bigger and bigger. And then, as you and EH drop down, Crimson sees the flash of light underneath the cage from one of his torches.
What was that?
What? Red, is that you?
The Patches?
Yeah! How you doing, buddy?
How'd you get down here?
Well, I've been down here for a day. I escaped before, remember?
No.
Oh. Yeah, well, when they went to take Speedy out, I bit the guy and escaped.
Oh, well, good for you.
The boss told me to make an exit, so that's what I've been doing. What do you think?
Yeah, well,
I've been burning a hole in the wall.
Yeah, and you've been at this for a day?
It's a thick wall.
Oh, okay.
They got that plastic runner stuff around the bottom. It takes a while.
It kind of stinks.
Well, I mean, it's a rat hole.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like burning plastic.
I know.
It can be a little woozy.
So what are you up to?
JB and I here are going to go run to Cindy's desk.
I'm going to come, let me help.
But we're just getting information.
I'm good at that. I can get information, then burn it so that no one else can get it.
It's on a computer. I mean,
ooh, we can burn a copy of the disc. Wait, that's not how that works.
No.
Try it. Hey, come on, man. Let me come. I'm getting really bored just staring at this wall all day.
Well, then take out your boredom and anger on the wall. Make the hole.
But then I'm still just staring at the wall, and that doesn't help me at all. Look, I'm going to come with you. Let's go.
Okay. I looked at JB. Sorry.
And Patches just scampers off.
You're on the left.
Oh, sorry.
I guess we'll make our way over to...
We crawl under a little crack of the door where light's coming, and there's just a giant woman sitting at a computer with earbuds in, clicking away.
And a giant stoner sitting on her desk trying to hit on her. So yeah, my band is doing a show this Friday night.
Wow.
I'm the bass player.
Wow.
So are you free on Friday night? Do you want to come see my band?
No. I have to wash my hair.
Yeah, I see you got a lot of work to do there.
Yeah, so you should probably, like, go.
Yeah, one of the rats escaped from Cage 87. I'm supposed to find it.
Well, good luck with that.
But, you know, you should be careful, because some of these rats, they get dangerous. One of them bit Dr. Sutcliffe the other day.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just doing data entry.
Did you hear about Will?
Did you hear about Will? Did you hear about what happened to Will? He's going to be out on workman's comp for, like, ever.
Yeah, that wasn't the rats. That was a faulty computer monitor. My cousin said the same thing happened to her best friend's brother. So it's not that weird.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have a feeling that something strange is going on with these rats. Because, I mean, God knows what they're pumping into them here.
Patches, get this guy a hot foot.
One of these guys flipped me off. And
one of the rats, I swear to God, one of the rats flipped me off. Fat little fucking bastard.
I think it's safe to assume, so this is the awful lab tech intern, that he's wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, probably.
So Patches just starts staring at his foot, and his toe just starts to get red.
Sunburn.
Man, I feel, and then the hemp of his sandal catches fire. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God! What happened? Oh my God!
Oh, he pats it out.
Patches starts laughing maniacally.
Oh. I don't know, Cindy, but. But you be careful. If you see any of those rats
Patches
around...
Patches starts lighting the other sandal on fire.
If you say, oh my God! Oh my God! She actually... I just picture her like... She starts stamping on his foot. No, stop! Oh.
Put it out!
She's wearing heels.
Yeah. Oh, Cindy, I'm gonna go. I think I need a couple of Band-Aids and maybe some silver nitrate.
Silver? Fine, you can go. Why don't I go with you?
All right, if you wouldn't mind, I think you might have broken my pinky toe.
Yeah, well, I need to get a broom to sweep up all those bits of burnt sandals and flesh anyway.
We don't want a smoke break.
Oh, yeah right.
I'm going with you, make a smoke break.
Yeah.
All right, so, what did we say his name was? Jim?
Jimmy.
Jimmy trudges off to the back to smear ointment on his burnt feet and probably tape his toes together because they're broken. And Cindy goes out for a butt.
There you go, Red. Got rid of him for you.
Alright, JV, let's go up. You just see us climbing up the wheelie of the chair and then just also
the
jump up the chair.
JB.
Oh, guys, there's a whole waste paper basket over there.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Oh, no. They don't keep any of it in the lab. ACOS, but there is paper everywhere here.
That's right.
Stacks of files.
Paper.
Old newspapers, magazines.
It's one of those, I'm picturing one of those scenes. Patches stands on his feet and just like spins around in awe. Uh-huh. Spins around him, just taking in the scene.
It's so beautiful.
While we're climbing up, I look down. Oh no. I put two and two together.
I don't even know where to start.
Why didn't you go back to making the hole?
Oh, so much paper.
Patches?
Eeny,
Patches?
Fire!
JB, quick, print something out!
The name is JB.
And Patches starts a very small fire on a stack of file folders.
No, you know what? It's one of those Manila mail folders that wraps up with a string.
Oh, okay.
Like interoffice mail, and you light the string on fire.
It's just trailing around.
It just comes inching its way closer.
I give you a fuse, Red!
JB, faster, we gotta get this information!
Gets a paper cut and goes, Nicola, okay.
JB gets a piece of string and a rubber band and launches the paper clip across.
Yeah.
Thumbtack. He launches the tack across the room.
It's on the end of a shoelace, it sticks.
Just like slide down. You guys got what you needed?
Well, you didn't give us much time. We got a little bit of stuff.
Good. Patches just spins around with his little beam of fire and just lighting all the paper.
It's catching, too. Akos, Patches, this is the first fire you've ever lit that's really caught. And it just blossoms orange.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, Crimson's running for his life. He has to let the boss know what just happened because no one can keep control of Patches. So now we might get flushed.
Patches stands there for a few minutes just staring at the fire. Until one of the alarms goes off.
I'm going to say, you look over and you see Jimmy staring, just like gape-jawed, slack-jawed, staring at you.
Patches gives him the and runs away.
Give him the finger.
I knew I could.
You're gonna get blamed.
I fucking knew it. And then Dr. What's his face? Sutcliffe? I forget.
We should write that down.
Yeah, we should.
Jimmy, what did you do? Told you no smoking in the bathroom.
Dr. Sutcliffe. Did you do this, Jimmy? Dr. Sutcliffe walks in. The sprinklers have popped up, popped on, and all of their precious files are...
Jimmy, what have you done? You've ruined weeks of research.
Dr. Sutcliffe, but I was just in the back because Cindy broke my toes, and there was a rat, and he flipped me off.
Oh, the rat's flipping you off again. That's it. I've had it up to here. You're fired,
but
Jimmy.
But Dr. Sutcliffe, I need this credit.
Get your things and get out. You can be certain I'll be giving your professor a negative review.
You goddamn hippie.
Well, there goes another major.
Third one, Jimmy's there.
maybe the chemistry department.
Maybe we should take a botany.
Fuck it, go to liberal arts.
Going for the humanities.
I'm gonna be an English major. I'm gonna write poetry about rats to flip me off.
Oh, poor Jimmy. What a tortured soul. Okay. I'm gonna say that ended well for Patches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that definitely ended well for Patches.
And now we're up for the tilt.
Wait, I have to get this die away
first.
They
do.
Yep, doll.
I could either really help James or help... I'm going to give it to my buddy Speedy again.
Thank you.
All right. I got one die. Three.
Three and a four.
Six white.
I got three black.
I got four white.
I got seven white.
All right, so James and Akos, you guys are rolling up the tilt.
All right, highest white, highest black.
Yeah.
All right, you want to pull up the rat tilt whilst James and I roll?
Yes.
Four dice each, Jimmy.
I gotta get the dark ones.
Rat tilt.
All right. We need cards for the rat tilt.
Oh, great. All right.
Rats.
All right, so... Excuse you, James.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uncontrollable aggression.
Oh, boy.
Seizures at precisely the wrong time. Agonizing physical transformation. It's infectious.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to turn this into a zombie? Prey, unlikely ally. These are some good ones. Someone precious is on fire. Oh my god. Quote, you'll have to gnaw it off. Confusion followed by pain followed by confusion. Dipped in liquid nitrogen.
Oh my god.
Consciousness transfer. We need to give them one of us. Oh, these are so good. All right. Uh,
I'm going to pick a four now while we still have it. Terror.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, this is a good one so far.
Good playset.
Good choice, Mier.
Yes, it was.
My name's Mier.
Mier.
We got no ones.
Nope.
No one for you. That's a side fella, right?
Classic
Seinfeld. I know how much of a big Seinfeld fan you are, Jazmez.
I actually wasn't.
I think that was part of the joke.
I see. Sorry, I was reading.
Weak. I can read. I'm a rat.
I can read? I'm a rat!
Yeah. So far, it doesn't look very good for James.
No, it looks really good for James.
Yeah, I said everyone but James looks kind of shitty.
Well, I've only got one die.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll get two dice this time. Everyone gets two. Now it depends on which dice you get. And, oh wait, yeah, maybe it's looking good for you, because there's five black and three white.
I think I'm going to get an amplification.
Oh no, there's six, mate. There's six black and three white.
No, there's five.
Oh, five black.
So yeah. What do we got? For the tilt.
So many amazing choices.
Yeah.
You can pick another category or...
Yeah, I'm going to do another. Okay, I'm going to do an amplification.
What's that?
That two. Dos. That passes tomorrow?
No, just me.
Yep. Just us.
You guys do the tilt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so many good choices, Ryan. So James picked amplification. These are the choices. Bad new ideas. Paralyzing rush of voices. Agonizing physical transformation. Better, faster, stronger. Quote... It's infectious.
Oh, God.
And good new ideas. I picked terror. These are my choices. Oh, thank God we have it too. All right. Death Suddenly by Tooth or Beak. Someone Precious is on Fire. Quote, you'll have to gnaw it off. Confusion followed by pain followed by confusion. Dipped in liquid nitrogen. And consciousness transfer. As much as I like Someone Precious is on Fire, I think I'm going to go with You'll Have to Gnaw It Off.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Gotta gnaw it off.
I'm going to toss between Agonizing Physical Transformation or It's Infectious.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that would definitely help with our cause of having to get away from the ones that are changing if it's infectious. Or also, so does...
Either way.
Yeah. Or, I'm going to go with it's infectious.
All right.
Got to keep that zombie motif going with me. That's a five.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
It does matter to me.
Well, then you're wrong.
Ah, you ruined it!
Get him all the black dye.
You lose! Ah. No, just two black dice. Yeah. There we go.
What if I roll snake eyes and double sixes?
Well, then fuck you.
Okay. All right. I don't know what to do with this. Do I eat
what
it?
If you, yeah, but you can roll those numbers, but for different dice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One white and one black, and then six white and six black. That's perfect.
Okay, so that's the tilt. So our tilt is terror. You'll have to gnaw it off. And amplification. It's infectious.
Okay.
So, Ryan.
Those actually both gonna work. It's infectious, so gnaw it off.
All right. So nobody has checked in on Speedy for a while. So he's alone in empty cage 87.
Dark empty cage 87.
And your neighbors are both gone too because we left.
So he's kind of eyes closed, you know, buck-toothed mouth, agape, tongue lolling out in a dried foam around his whiskers. He's getting kind of twitchy. And all of a sudden, from two of the big purple blotches that are on his little rat belly, two more rat arms spring out with little paws on the ends.
Oh gosh!
And they start reaching, you know, just grasping at nothing.
Gosh.
And then they start to, you know, move from side to side in an attempt to swing Speedy over onto his front. And they manage it. He flops over and they start to literally drag him, these other arms that he just sprouted.
Those are some strong baby arms.
Yes, over to the side of the cage. We said the cages are like glass or plastic tanks on this level.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so in that case, they finally get him over to the cage, and it just rears back and it punches, and then there's a huge crack because they're super strong baby arms.
It's a crack in the wall.
Punches its way through the plastic, through the plexiglass.
Oh god!
Yeah. And
scary. I even have a problem punching through plexiglass.
It drags Speedy through. About this time, you guys are just running in from having started that fire, and you look up and you see Speedy wiggling out through a crack.
It's Speedy.
A hole in the cage.
How is he?
He's gotten better.
How's he getting? How's
Speedy? Hey, Speedy! Hey, buddy! How you doing? Speedy, down here!
How's he
getting out?
Two baby arms wave at you.
And look, he's waving back! He's okay!
And you noticed almost immediately that he's got too many arms.
Hey, it looks like Speedy grew some extra arms. That's unnerving.
Are you sure that he's waving?
Okay. Hey, Speedy!
He waves back at you.
Yeah, he's waving. Hey, Speedy, what are you doing up there?
Patches. Speedy kind of lolls to the side, and then all of a sudden snaps awake, like his eyes go wide veiny. And you see, I'm really sorry for this. He says, gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
And then using the super strong tiny baby arms, baby paws, starts running faster and faster down the side of the cages.
Uh-oh.
And across the lab floor, and is just like doing laps, getting faster and faster and faster.
That's not normal for Speedy.
No, I think I'm gonna go tell the boss.
I'm gonna come with you.
You just hear.
Is he just mumbling? Gotta go faster. Let's go faster. Faster.
Yeah. Let's go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Guess that was good for you.
I don't know. He grew extra arms, and he's cracked out of his mind.
I'm going to say bad.
Yeah, I would say that's probably bad for Speedy.
Speedy's like patient zero here.
Yeah.
And you never want to be patient zero.
No. I was also thinking, since you boiled the water, it probably exacerbated whatever effect the chemical was having.
No, it's my fault, Speedy. I'm so sorry.
All right, so Meyer.
So I'm trying to have some conversation with the babies when the albino babies when you two come up to see me.
I send JB back off to his cage.
He shoots a thing and he just swings.
Yeah.
He swings.
He repels down.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. He's got a little fishing lure, a fishing pole. Fishing line, word I'm looking for, with a spindle, and he rappels down.
He rappels.
I kind of think like that train set at the end of Witches. You know,
yeah.
Where he just runs the thing up.
James got a new phone.
No, I didn't. Not yet.
Oh. Wasn't your old one like purple, or was that just the case?
That was the case.
Ah.
Like, the case doesn't fit on it anymore. I dropped it too many times.
Yeah. Like, did your phone grow? What?
No, the case just doesn't fit. Yeah.
Crimson? Patches, what are you doing?
Hey, boss.
Why aren't you making the whole...
Funny story.
You didn't hear the alarms?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should have seen it, boss. It was beautiful.
He decided
I've never
to
seen
follow,
so much burning before.
He decided to follow JB and I, and he
I helped us up. You guys wouldn't have gotten there without me. I caused a distraction for
you. Did
you
find anything out?
We have all the blood work right here. I was going to go, like, the...
Who... Did you find out who is the control and who's getting...
It's all written on these things. It says this half, like every other cage. The odd numbers are the control. The even numbers are the... Wait, you guys were 83, right?
87,
yeah. So we would have been 86 or 88, so...
Quarantine the odds and harvest the goods water.
Didn't we... Oh, no, we said 4 was blocked off from us. They went dark.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, boss... Speedy seems to have changed a little bit.
Well, yes, because it's not really that surprising, is it?
No, I mean, he's not lying in his cage anymore, but he grew some extra legs and is running really, really fast, even for Speedy.
You guys look and you see that he's leaving. He's actually like wearing a groove into the floor a little bit because he's running so fast, and it's a little bloody.
Yeah. See?
The other... I've been picturing it that, like, it's your strong arms that are punching into the ground.
Pretty much.
The other limbs
can't
keep up.
The rest of me is just, like, dragging.
Yeah. If that's any indication, the others might, it might be kind of hard to quarantine them.
They're getting stronger than us.
Get the socks. Lock up the hole.
We only got so many socks, boss.
Then you know what to do. My thing is my running neck. Take them out.
Wait, what does he mean?
He wants you to burn him alive.
Oh, okay, sure. I could do that. You should have just said so.
The 12 albino rats just look at you in unison. Can we watch?
Well, I don't see why not. You kids like fire?
Yes.
I like these guys.
Burn, take out the odds, and we'll deal with Speedy later, maybe.
Look, I was starting the escape hole, boss. It's down under. If you get all the way down under the corner, underneath all the cages, but Speedy keeps running by there, so I can't really get back to it anymore. So I don't know what else to do.
Maybe you can try and convince Speedy with those arms of his to maybe start punching a hole through the wall.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to go do that, and then I'm going to go light everything on fire.
Not everything, just the odds.
Yeah, whatever.
No, not.
And Pat just scurries down.
Keep an eye on him. If he does anything stupid again, I'm putting this all on your blame on you.
Okay, boss.
You're in charge while I'm in this cage. You can't handle being my right-hand rat. You know the consequence.
Consider it done, boss.
Make it so. Get me my soul.
Okay. That I don't know. How did that end for Meyer?
I would say neutral.
Yeah, I would say give him a white die because it didn't.
It wasn't
end
bad.
Badly. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing bad happened to you.
That's good because my next one's pretty old black die, so it'll be evened out.
Yeah.
And things will be awful.
Yeah.
All right. So James, are you going to establish a resolve?
I think I'll establish, and I will try and keep an eye on Patches, and then help guide him to
burning down the proper cages, and I think accidentally you start letting some out. Because you're just getting a little too...
Okay, so Apache scurries down to the floor. Odd numbers, all right. One! It just lights Benning on fire. And three! And five! And six!
Wait, no.
And seven!
Patches.
What?
Just, not six, just seven. Oh, you shouldn't have... No, six was good.
In cage six, you just see two rats. One of them's on fire and just screaming. The other one's, stop, drop, and roll! Stop, drop, and roll!
He's rolling on the fire.
He's rolling on the bedding, which is causing more fire!
No! Not on the bedding! That is on!
That is on! No, you're not supposed to... No!
Oh!
Wow. I'm sitting there banging on no!
Burning on.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. So, seven, eight's good, nine. I've got an idea. Patches just stares and starts boiling the water bottle until it's just bubbling and it bursts and it sends the boiling infected water all over the rats in the cage.
Oh.
Which scalds them and burns them.
Yeah, they start screaming immediately, and you know their flesh contorts, and just it sort of looks like a burn, but then it also starts to twist and bubble into all of these other different shapes. One of the rats. Let's see what some fucked up things that can that rats
yeah, yeah,
can grow.
Yeah, that's gonna end bad for me.
One of the rats grows spider legs out of its back. It's just screaming as the legs start, walking the shrieking rat body away.
Patches just moves on to 11 and does the same thing with the water bottle.
No,
way there's no collateral damage.
No, you're making things worse. Look what you did.
Either you want me to burn things or you don't want me to burn
things. I want you to burn the cages, not the bottle. Look what you did. They're changing.
Oh.
One of the rats in cage 11 is shrieking because of the water being boiled and dumped on it, but also because its limbs are trying to crawl away in four different directions. And they just tear it apart and keep going.
Oh.
So what was it? Nine was the first one you started doing it to. And I get to see nine. Like, do you see the ones in nine starting to burrow upward?
Right.
They're starting I guess they'd be infecting the other ones in the other cages.
I think I might need to burn a few more things.
I think it's getting out of control. No. I'm assuming about this time would be when the sprinkler system would start going off because of all the burning fumes. Yeah.
I can't light any fires when everything's all wet. I Patches tries to light the one above cage 9 on fire, but it just doesn't catch because water keeps cascading in as the rats like bite the healthy rats in there and they start mutating.
I'm gonna go get the boss.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get the hell out of here. Okay.
And that will be my... That's where I scurry off to the boss to let him know that shit has hit the fan.
Okay. So Patches runs over to the hole he was burning in the wall, which is in the very corner, so it's sheltered from the water. And as he gets there, Speedy runs by again. Like, hey! Speedy!
Gotta go fast!
Wait a second! You want to know where you can really run?
You see, Speedy is just completely bruised and his bicycle helmet is askew on his head.
I would assume some of the limbs, the other fingers on his limbs would be kind of whittled down.
Pretty much worn down or abraded by being dragged at such high speed.
Speedy.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good, Patches.
You were...
I was going so fast.
I saw that, buddy. But,
You want to know where you could run even faster?
Oh, I love to run. Where can I run?
See that little hole in the wall that I made there?
Yeah.
If you can punch through that and make it bigger, there'll be plenty of space for you to run.
Oh boy, space to run. And the two little arms, like, rear back and launch his body head first into the hole.
Oh god. No, Speedy, don't do it like
his
that.
His bicycle helmet smashes into the place where you were burning the hole, and the arms just keep doing it over and over again. Like,
Patches tries to grab Speedy and hold him back. No, not like that. Just punch it.
The arms push you away with a strength that you're scarcely ready for and never experienced.
Patches
before.
Goes flying all the way across to the other side of the cave.
I'm halfway up and I just hear squeeze. When I look down, I just see you flying across.
When did he get the ability to fly?
Love to run. Gotta run. Gotta go fast.
Oh, Speedy. No.
I can see the helmets, like, starting to crack. And
chunks of
so
plaster and plastic.
Just going through the drywall and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a stud there.
So Patches is dazed and starts to crawl back over and sees the Speedy's bloody head has beaten the hole open, and there's a little bit of a night breeze coming through.
At this point, I'm going to say, because I want your character to know that this is his fault.
Oh yes.
Crick comes up. Frantic, comes up to you. Patches! Oh, Patches, thank God I found you.
Oh, what is it?
You have to get in touch. You have to get the chopsticks. You have to warn everybody. Watson and I have been experimenting with a new reagent, and heat exacerbates the reaction.
What?
Giving the rats water at normal doses doesn't really have much of an effect, but if you heat it to boiling beforehand, oh, it's awful. The results are catastrophic.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with Speedy?
You already gave me one.
No, I gave you one. That was the one that was given to me.
No, you got it.
Oh,
keep
yeah,
good
I keep it.
You keep it.
Yeah,
keep it.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Gotta run.
That's right, I forgot.
Gotta run.
Part.
Speedy's, he's not feeling too well right now, Watson. You just, go back to the lab and lock the door.
All right. I'll do that.
Don't let anyone in.
Oh, he could have saved him.
I am saving him. Tell him to lock the door.
That's open. He can get out.
Oh, yeah. Watson, get your people in the lab and get them out of here. Speedy's, he's making a door for us, so we can escape.
What a brave, brave rat. Thunk, thunk, thunk.
I think my scene's going to end with Patches just staring at Speedy, bashing his head into the wall.
You go fast.
Go fast, Speedy.
That's funny. You go fast.
That's a zero, so that's pretty good.
All right, so Ryan. Yeah, I'd definitely say that ended badly for me. I killed my best friend. Or worse.
Oh my God.
All right, so since we have to work in that weird sensory perception somewhere, I'm going to say that...
you'll have to gnaw it off.
I'm going to say that Speedy's next scene starts with just a confused whirl of sensory impressions, you know, gotta go fast, smash, smash, headbutt, you know, plaster, snippets of whatchamacallit, what's his name, Patches crying, as Speedy ramps back up for one last big push. He explodes out knocking a loose brick out of place.
But gosh.
Exposing the outside world. And it turns out that the lab is on the second floor.
Oh, no.
So, that's where Sky opens and Rat Fall comes from, because you just hear this squee as Speedy plummets to the ground.
Patches runs up and looks over the edge.
Speedy! You just see outside is a college campus, because this has got to be a college lab. By this time it's probably late afternoon or night.
I think it was nighttime.
So it's nighttime. So there are some people walking by. They don't even notice the little brick fall out and
the rat go
and the
plummeting.
Rat go plummeting down.
Does Speedy still crawl?
Speedy's arm seems to be still dragging him. He seems to be unconscious.
He's alive.
You can climb down, like, come into this scene, because...
Yeah, so Patches is going to scurry down the bricks, because rats can do that.
Yeah.
And he's going to go shake Speedy. Speedy, are you okay, buddy?
Patches, it hurts so much. They want to keep moving, they won't let me stop.
Speedy,
Patches, you're gonna have to gnaw them off, and the arms sort of reach out toward you to try to push you.
Patches grabs the arm, which is weak from the fall, and just and starts gnawing it off.
Oh God, it's infectious. Oh God. Oh.
All right, Vermeier.
You know what? I am a dick. And I'm playing my character. So, I'm gonna say it ends well for me.
Alright.
Because I'm a dick. And so is my character.
Alright, so I would say at this point, James comes running up the side of the cage to tell Chopsticks that they need to get out of here right now because there are mutant, super-powered, infectious rats everywhere.
At this time, James, just as the tube swings up into place to gain access to Cage 11 on top, whatchamacallit, you see the spider-legged rat crawling up the wall next to you.
Oh, boy.
Meyer, you also see the...
And you could hear the screams of the rats down below.
I kind of picture Gremlins 2 kind of going on right now.
I'm kind of picturing the Thing running.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going more with the Thing. Like, with the guy's upside-down head spider-legging... Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of picturing the rat's body is hanging limp.
Yeah,
well, but these bony spiders.
I'm talking about, like the rest of the, like, all of them are mutating, because in Gremlins, the second Gremlins movie, were all mutating, and one of them was a spider. So, that's what I was kind of going with, like, they're just spreading and multiplying, and they just... I'm running in, like, plus, we gotta get out. They're mutating, the spiders, spider rats, rat spiders. Pirates.
Our only shot at survival is maybe staying up here, and they won't get us then.
Speedy, got us a way out.
No way. We can't escape from that hole.
the hole's not big enough for you.
We do have the one tunnel that we were working on.
The secret tunnel?
Yeah, where we kept our supply.
Let's go to the safe room then.
The panic room?
Yeah, let's go to the panic room. My brothers and sisters, you youngins, do you want to come with us?
Yes, we will join you.
Good.
The 12 albino rats scurry up. They move with a creepy kind of precision, like mm-hmm. they're thinking with one mind, and they stack each other up so they can reach the lock of their cage, and one of them just reaches in and fiddles with it until it pops open.
That's good.
All right,
they could definitely be useful.
Crimson, you have the lead.
Wait. You should tell him to grab a sack of the others before you go.
Yeah. Grab another sack.
You got it, boss. I'm going to say it ends well for me as well, because I'm going with him into the panic room with a sack of babies.
I've got it. The panic room is an air vent.
Yeah.
Up in the ceiling.
Yep.
Okay. So does that end Meyer scene?
I guess so.
I would guess so.
All right.
So James,
you're
going to resolve and take the white die.
Yeah, because I'm going with them. So I think that pretty much should be us working to get into the.
All right.
Get into the panic room and
there's an air vent above all the other cages on the side.
Yeah, it's all the way down the road.
And maybe having the albino, they're protecting us from these terrible.
Their hive mind is.
They spread out six on either side of you, I figured
they form like a perimeter, a circle around us. And since the other mutates acknowledge them as one of their own, so they're leaving us alone.
The other mutants try to attack you, and they just go, "Leave us,"
and they listen.
Yeah.
Yep, boss. It's really smart thinking getting these guys on your side.
Did you ever mock my intelligence?
No, never, sir. Never, never. I'm sitting there with the sack on my back.
The wriggling sack. Yeah. You get to the air vent, and you have to. You guys know that there's a loose slat that you have to pull out, and then you can squeeze in. And there's some water in there and some rat food.
Yeah.
Just to make it more dramatic, you hear. Foom, and you look down over the side of the cage, and you see a rat the size of.
What if it's like a bunch of rats merged
together? Ooh, a rat king!
A rat king!
A horrible rat king!
Oh!
But they, instead of just having their tails tangled, they've
yeah,
all
they,
merged.
They have. They're just
like Akira
into
status,
each other.
Where they just start meshing and making one big.
It looks like they're, you know, some of them are crawling up the wall, and some of them are crawling up the cages between and.
Children,
just wedging themselves up.
Children, close the door.
You get the slat open and crawl in, and then the 12 albino rats come jumping in, and then you get the slat. James like wedges the slat back in place, and there's like a paperclip on the inside or something to lock it shut.
Latch the paperclip in,
and just in time as the Rat King thing goes crawling up, and it blots out the light in the air vent.
And you see, like, little rat paws sticking up into the air vent trying to reach for you.
What time is it? We want to survive until the doctor comes back.
It's almost midnight, sir.
You guys are up in the air vent. You've got a little cache of food and supplies and
right.
And we also get a sack of babies
and bedding.
So we sit back on the bedding, I crack open the sack, and I offer one to the boss. I offer one to each of the little children, each of the one of the little albino rats.
The delicacy.
They happily
we have salt licks in there too.
Yeah. They happily eat their fellows.
I cook them a nice stew.
All right. So for my last scene,
doesn't really matter.
So Patches finishes gnawing off Speedy's other mutant leg, and there's just two tiny little bleeding stumps left wiggling. And Patches spits it out and spits out a little bit of blood.
Oh, no.
I got it off, Speedy.
Thank you, Patches. Thank you. How about this time all of the other normal rats are starting to stream out of the hole
and mutant sun, ones.
And the mutant ones.
you did it, Speedy. We're free.
So much room.
JB has a thing shit under that.
He has a little jetpack.
He has a tiny little Aston Martin.
He just flies off.
Yeah, so much space, baby. You can run.
JB will return.
Run as much as you want, Speedy. I just take a little nap first.
I'm not sure I'm strong enough to run.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not sure I'm strong enough to run, Patches.
Well, then.
I think I might have run all I'm going to run.
I run too much.
I ran too fast. Too far. Too quick.
Well, you can't get out here without running. And Patches slings Speedy over his back and starts running across the camp, running across the street into the grounds of the quad where there's some trees. Look at all that, Speedy.
So beautiful.
And as Patches runs, he feels himself changing from Speedy's blood.
Oh.
He keeps running until Speedy's
things on either side of you start to catch fire.
Yeah.
in more fabulous, you know, more overt ways than you've ever been able, in a more overt display of power than you've ever been able to manage before.
Look at all that, Speedy. It's beautiful.
There are a bunch of kids playing frisbee on the quad, and you run through
at
the
midnight?
Grass, and it just yeah,
it's college.
Yeah, it's college.
Right.
Night frisbee.
It's a glow in the dark frisbee.
Yeah.
I just run through the middle. It's like the tire tracks from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Like there's just a line of fire.
Maybe it's a flat. You can start to flying like.
No, Patches just keeps running until Speedy dies.
Well, we'll see what happens in the end.
Oh, that's right, yeah. All so right. Patches just keeps running.
That's sick.
All right. Oh, we have to get out the,
Yeah, I got it. I dropped him. That's all right. Shit.
Oh, I get zero, even though I only have black dice.
Ooh, all right. 14.
Oh, hey, I actually it turned out well for me. It's 11, 12, 9.
Not bad.
I got 7.
7
white.
White. What'd you have, Meyer?
I got 9 white.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It did well for all of us.
Surprisingly.
Alright, where the hell is the tilt?
Sorry. One moment. We're about to get out the results table.
Blame us for being unprepared.
I'm going to blame Eric.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's Eric's fault.
It's because his...
Thanks, Obamacare.
I think Eric ruined the mic with his recording of his Brony fanfic.
Thanks, Obama.
This microphone is tainted. Brony tainted. No, whatever. If you like what you like, I'm not going to judge.
You're not Will.
Yeah.
You're not going to go on a
murder. You're not going to go on a tirade about murder.
Why do I keep dropping this die?
Because you touch yourself at night.
Everybody touches themselves.
Well, you're the only one dropping dice.
Now it's changed. My results keep changing.
Aftermath.
Oh, what a trick. Do you want to read it? Or?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Over here if you want to...
It all...
It's black. All right, so Ryan, what'd you have?
I had 9 black.
9 black. Nothing to write home about. Back to where you started. Yeah. Maybe sore and broke, just like yesterday and tomorrow. You probably learned something, though, like how to do it right next time. Next time. All right, I had 13 plus black. Yeah, because I had... Yeah. Awesome. Insanely great. You will emerge not only unscathed, but if there's a girl involved, she's dropped her drawers. You might even get rich off this caper. Who knows? Time for a new ride.
Maybe I'm like living fire.
Yeah. All right. Meyer and James, what'd you have?
I got 9.
Was there a,
7.
Was there aftermath for this, too?
No, not rat aftermath.
Okay. No rat aftermath.
7. Weak. Hey, you're busted, beat, and broke down, but at least you've learned a lesson about human greed and frailty, right? It'll serve you well in prison, which is where you were probably headed.
What?
And Meyer, you had 9?
Yes.
Nothing to crow about. Not better, but not way worse either. Maybe the car is wrecked, or your wife is leaving you, or there's a court date. But compared to some of the people you know...
Maybe you get You're out of my cage.
Well, you guys decided to stay behind, and obviously you can't trust him anymore because he fucked this whole thing up.
That's true.
You told him that it was his responsibility.
That is true.
You're out. You're not number one anymore. Now these 12 babies are my number one.
There's
your corpse. These 12 one conscious is my number one now.
Yep.
We exist to serve you, Chopsticks.
And I kick you out of... You're now in... You're in their former cage.
Leave.
It's
fine.
That's your new cage now.
So I guess, Doctor, the scientist, recaptures you, because you guys decided to stay behind.
I don't think I was going to leave right now. That was all right.
Yeah, I figured that they kind of cleared up the mess that was made, and then us hiding.
I don't think Chopsticks honestly was ever going to leave.
Yeah. I think that's what dragged me down, because I followed him.
He has it too good.
Yep. Yeah,
like I could have left, but I stayed.
Like maybe like a day or two after they clean everything up, then they come out, and the doctor's like, "Chopsticks." Maybe. Oh, I think Chopsticks. He gets his old cage back, but even cushy, like even more bedding, just to make everything nice.
With the 12 albino.
And maybe
rat
James.
Demons.
They're afraid James or that Crimson's infected. So they put him in a separate cage, so he can't get his rat babies anymore.
He's like, oh, Chopsticks, you take so good care of the little babies.
Right, they find you with sacks of rat children.
And blood on you.
No, partially eaten rat children.
Sacks of
they find me with partially eaten rat children. They find him protecting the 12 little ones. So.
Like, oh, you're the protector, I'm going to leave you with them. Good boy, Chuck.
And they start trusting him with all the rat babies.
And I just picture Akos for the two of us, for Speedy and Patches. Speedy's pretty much back where he started.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little beaten up from running into the wall, but, you know, he wasn't ever going to be a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
But
now we're on the outside.
And now we're on the outside. So I picture us just, like, in a very beautiful, you know, picturesque field with butterflies.
No. In front of us, it's a beautiful, picturesque field. And you're saying, like, oh, boy, isn't it a beautiful day, Patches? I'm like, yes, Speedy, it's great. It's going to be another great day. And the camera just pans around, and behind us, it's just
devastation and flames.
In the words of Sonic, I think he's just following his rainbow.
Yep.
Running around.
Speedy, I mean, Patches can now burn all the things.
He's now got places to go. He's got to follow his rainbow.
Can't stick around, have to keep moving on. Guess what lies ahead?
It's one way,
to find out. That's Patch's awesome result. He could burn all the things.
Yes.
And he does.
And he keeps his buddy.
Yeah. And Speedy's okay.
And Speedy's pretty much, you know, no worse for
Patches
one.
Burns all the things, even though Speedy's keeping him in check.
You can give him some kisses.
So if Speedy wasn't keeping Patches in check.
It would just be
supernova.
Yeah, it would be a holocaust of fire.
He prevents you from being noticed, but you do enough damage where you are sated. But you know,
there are a lot of garbage fires in this town.
Yep.
They're blaming hooligans that look like me.
Jimmy walks by on his cell phone, trying to explain to his mom why he's not a biology major anymore, and you light his shorts on fire.
I like his phone on
Jimmy,
fire.
The backyard's burned. Did you do something?
Were you smoking your marijuana back there again?
Ma, I swear, I haven't smoked pot in like a week.
Jimmy, what if I told you and your friends about smoking your marijuana cigarettes in our backyard?
But I didn't, Ma. Look.
That's it, Jimmy. I can't believe I'm saying this, but until you shape up, you can't come home. Click.
I hear some squeaking. What's up?
Me! Red finger and finger.
I feel like you would that's how he keeps you in check. You don't go right. Ballistic, but you mess up Jimmy's life.
Well, that's fine.
Jimmy looks out and says, "You too!" And they flip him off. And then
we run away.
Yeah, and then his pants catch fire. Oh, my pants! Oh, my pants!
Okay.
But he can make big fires now.
Yeah.
No. It's got to be his T-shirt. Right. My T-shirt. My favorite ironic T-shirt.
Oh, this was vintage.
I think that worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to have to come up with a title for that.
Rat Things?
Rat Bastards?
Rat Bastards, yeah. All right.
You rat. You dirty rat bastard.
I think that was a good one.
That was fun. I had fun. It was like a fucked up Pixar movie.
It was like Ratatouille on heroin.
Right.
It's like one of the first ones that actually ended well for like everybody.
Yeah. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
Well, I only had black dice, so unless I rolled all ones, which would have really sucked.
That's my one black canceled out one of my whites, so just I rolled 2 5s.
So three black. Harsh. Shit in a bag harsh. All right.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah.
And that was a fun one.
And if you're working in a lab and you see a rat fucking you up, you know why.
Uh-huh. It's true. You're not going insane.
Especially if he's jerking off at you.
Yo wanker.
Yo wanker.
Especially if you're working on experiments to make the rat smarter.
Yep.
All right, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Boy.
Goodbye.